Doyle did not actively lobby for the plan before it passed, and neither did legislative leaders. But high gas prices, coupled with political pressures, propelled the measure through both the Senate and Assembly in recent weeks. The governor says it will now be up to lawmakers to vote for a higher gas tax when they want the road projects it helps pay for.
I think the legislature is now putting itself on the hot spot, and that's probably where they deserve to be, that if they want to have those projects and if it's the result is that they have to increase the gas tax, then they're going to have to do it in a straightforward way and take that vote.
AAA Wisconsin says the move will save the average two-car family about $6.50 in the first full year of their repeal. It will cost the state's road fund about $5 million over that time and about $80 million by 2009. The governor says lawmakers may have to consider higher vehicle registration fees to make up the difference.
Wisconsin is a very, very low registration state, and for anyone who's tried to register a car in another state, they know how much lower Wisconsin is.
Doyle unsuccessfully tried increasing the vehicle registration fee from $55 to $65 earlier this year. Critics of repealing the gas tax index fear lawmakers won't have the courage to raise taxes on their own, and Wisconsin's roads will be less safe because of it. The current tax has been tied to annual increases in the Consumer Price Index for the past two decades. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.